Without further ado, here's Pat. Well, we didn't get yesterday. We got last night.
I said it was a Marshall Miles morning, no doubt about it.
Oh,
I kind of figured that, and of course there was even some thunder and lightning observed.
Oh yeah, right here there was, yeah, no doubt yeah. about it.
And I'm looking at the radar as we speak right now, and from Saugerties down to Kingston, down to Dover Plains, and then eastward to about Hartford, northward up through Springfield, Massachusetts, a lot of moderate to heavy rainfall.
And that's because, like,
yeah.
And we're in the direction to get a lot of that, aren't we?
Yeah, everything is coming from east going west. Right. And the problem, or what happened, is the storm system jogged north. It was off Delaware, Maryland, and it jogged north overnight and brought all the rain north. So we have rain locally heavy, 55 to 60. It's not going to be heavy rain all day today. In fact, we're looking at the southeastern part of the state right now. There's actually a lull in the rain, so that's a good thing. Any rain around tonight will then it will clear out with the low 50. We'll have sunshine finally on Thursday, low 70s, sunny to partly cloudy on Friday, low 70s again. There could be a late day shower. Don't blink your eyes, you'll miss that. Then behind that front, sun and clouds, a chilly breeze, Saturday 60. But Sunday and Monday, Columbus Day, will be sunny and the highs will be in the mid 60s. So at least the weekend will be dry, it'll be sunny, and everybody will be happy, including Pat. We do have to get that two scenes done on someone's deck Saturday. And I sent all the cast a note, and I said, it is going to be nippy. I said, so the sooner we shoot, the faster we shoot, the warmer you'll be. In other words, know your lines,
yeah,
and we'll get done with it. So that's that. Then, of course, you got a surprise overnight and this morning, didn't you?
What was that?
The winter forecast.
Oh, you know, I saw that there, and I said, "Is this new?" I said, "No, I thought we had a winter forecast up there." No, you're right. I looked at that and I questioned myself because we had listeners request. Okay, listeners requested us to take your fall forecast and keep it up.
Right.
And so we have. And so that's why I looked at it strange, and I said, well, geez, we already have this. But then you're right. You've got the winter forecast up there. I have to bring it up right now. I want to see what it is here. So
okay,
it is, winter 2023.
We're calling it a fickle, flaky winter.
Uh-oh. Fickle, flaky winter.
Winter.
FFW.
And, right. Now, let's read the disclaimer before we read the forecast. It's anybody's guess how this winter will turn out with many conflicting signs. La Niña should be present, but even that can throw in many curves. Thinking that January will be the worst month, February could be the easiest month. Whatever, don't place your bets. The extremes are now the norm, and anything can and will happen. So, I'm not extremely confident in this, but here it goes, folks. January, the year begins wet, windy, then colder. After that, frequent snows into the middle part of the month, which will mount up, it'll be windy. Arctic cold wave after mid-month, with wind and snow showers. Moderating with mixed precipitation at the end of the month. Then in February, cold moderates briefly but returns with wind and snow showers. As we try to mild up by the middle part of the month, mixed precipitation will change to rain. Messy weather during mid-month followed by icy cold. Moderating during late month with times of rain and snow showers and gusty winds. March, windy and wet to start, then mild and dry. Showers prior to the middle part of the month will change to stormy weather with a potpourri of precipitation. That's mid-March. Windy and cold after the month, unsettled, The month should end windy and wet. Now, keep in mind, folks, that the fall forecast includes December. But taking a look at October, this is the first week. I said mainly dry and pleasant. I don't believe that should get a check mark. I think it's only half correct. It'll be dry and pleasant starting tomorrow and into the weekend. But the first half was wet, and of course we didn't see that. Next week I have windy and rainy, then fair and cooler. And that's kind of interesting too, because I don't think the early part of next week is going to be windy and rainy. So that may only get a half of a check mark as well. But anyhow, heading to December, the first few days, snow or snow showers. The first week, wintry precip goes over to rain, then clearing and colder. Second week, fair, cold, some showers. Third week, milder, some rain or showers. Last week, showers around Christmas time, then wintry mix will change to rain. There you go.
There you go. It's all right there.
You have it. You have it all. That's what not going away on the weekend did for you. It got you your winter forecast.
Now, when we talk about the winter forecast, okay? So, gut feeling. Any appreciable snow?
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, as I said in January, frequent snows will mount up. After the beginning of the year and into the middle part of January. I think it could really turn out very wintry. And even though it's a La Nina winter, which normally doesn't give us a lot of snow, I expect some real boomerangs. I expect some real good curves, you know, where I'll get you in the morning and you'll say, Pat, your 1 to 3 inches is now 10 to 13. And I'll say, thank you very much. But things like that, I really do expect anything can happen, anything. This is a ridiculous weather pattern, and I haven't seen it change at all. Look at this. We had a storm sitting off the Delaware coast since the weekend. Since the weekend, today's Wednesday. You're looking at 5 days. Huh. Think about if this occurred in January.
5 feet of snow.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, Pat, thanks for the good news and bad news.
You're welcome very much, Lee, and I'll see you in the morning.
You're on Robin Hood Radio.